Olds. The 1991-1994 Olds Grizzlies Junior A hockey team will be inducted into the 2023 class of the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame, ASHF. And there's a chance that induction ceremony might happen in Olds, says Grizzlies president Josh Erdman, an alumnus of those Grizzlies teams. They were saying maybe in Red Deer or Olds. The ceremony might be in Olds, so that would be exciting. I'm not sure what they're going to do yet, Erdman said in an interview. The induction ceremony is tentatively slated to occur in late May of 2023. From 1991 to 1994, the Grizzlies won three straight Alberta Junior Hockey League, AJHL, championships. They were coached and managed at that time by the late Bob Clark, along with Chris Stewart and Cliff Murphy. During the 1993-94 season, they went on to win the Centennial Cup, making them the top junior hockey team in Canada that season. The Olds Grizzlies remain as one of only two teams to win the AJHL championship 3 years in a row, an ASHF news release says. In a statement, the Olds Grizzlies said they are honored to have those teams chosen for induction into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. Some players from those teams, including Darcy Dallas, Erdman, Gary Lebsick and Ian Perkins, are now part of the Friends of the Grizzlies ownership group. Tyler Graham was also there all three seasons. They're determined to return the program to its past glory, the Grizzlies release says. Erdman spoke to the Alberton. It's a great honor to be recognized, he said. To be part of that team, it's exciting. Erdman, a forward, played on the 1989-90 edition of the team, finished the 1991-92 season with them, and remained on the team for the next 4 years. I was on all three of those championship teams, he recalled. Erdman said Clark built almost a dynasty team. I think we lost in the finals in the 94-95 season, or it would have been 4 years in a row, he added. But it's not just the wins and championships that Erdman recalled fondly. It was the players themselves. They were super guys, he said. It was probably not the highest level of hockey I played, but it was definitely the best group of players, the most bonded team I played on year after year. All players from those championship teams are encouraged to attend the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Erdman said he and others, including ASHF reps and former Red Deer Mayor Tara Veer, are working on getting a hold of guys right now. There's a lot of guys there I'd love to catch up with, that's for sure, he said. The Grizzlies are among 11 inductees to the ASHF. Two Red Deer people are being inducted, Alan Ferchuk and Laurelyn Radford, in the multi-sport builder category. Other inductees are former Calgary Stampeder quarterback Andrew Buckley, Edmonton-born pitcher Mike Johnson, bobsleigh athlete Helen Upperton, Kara Curry Hall, who has dedicated to building and promoting Indigenous sports, and former Calgary Stampeder Greg Peterson, who went on to spur development of athletic facilities in Calgary. Wilf Brooks, who spurred development of sport over 60 years, will receive the Achievement Award. Calgary sportscaster Mark Stephen will receive the Bell Memorial Award. Dr. Marcus Dunsworth will receive the Pioneer Award. Dunsworth not only won the City of Edmonton Championship in tennis and handball 14 times, he was also a provincial champion in tennis, football, basketball, and track, as well as a two-time Grey Cup finalist. To have accomplished all of this between 1918 and 1938, when travel and financial assistance to sports was difficult, was only goes to highlight his athletic abilities, the release says.